Blog Talk Radio.
Exodus 20 and 8. Masoretic Hebrew. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat. Le'kadisho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Le'kadisho. To keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Le'kadisho. Remember, remember the Sabbath day, the day of the Sabbath, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Le'kadisho.
Shabbat Shalom, a song for days of rest inside your home. Send me Selam, Shabbat Shalom. Hey, send me Selam.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Children of the new covenant, here I, O Israel, Jarastafari is one. Blazing tongue of flame, get a youth, so you know your name come. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy. For mercy rejoices against judgment, in secret ridicule. Therefore also it is contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who is called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Having good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Jah. You came of the new name covenant. Here I am, Israel. The Rastafari is one. Time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Jah. And if it first begin at I and I, what shall be the end of them that obey not Jah? Behold the hire of the laborers who have reaped down the field, which is of you kept back by fraud, riot, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath or army. Children of the new name covenant, here I am, Israel. Jarastafari is one. Children of the new name covenant, here I am, Jarastafari is one. Jarastafari is one. Jarastafari is one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Woody Bounty God signs so long.
Hear, O Israel. 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
the Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, 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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, upon the earth, upon the earth, upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commands, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God.
To his many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet, the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him.
The children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed, 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 refreshed. Beni uvein b'nei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahuwah. Et ha-shemayim ve-et ha-aretz Uva v'yom ha-shevi'i Shavat, shavat, it is a sign between I and the sons of Israel. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, she is a sign. Ot, he, ot, he, ot, he. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam, 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 le'olam. For she, it is, she is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael. Le'olam. For I v'le'olam. Ki yashasheta yamim asah Yahuwah. For in 6 days. Ki yashasheta yamim. He who be, who he be made asah Yahuwah. Jehovah made et ha-shamayim. The heavens. Ve'et ha'aretz and the earth and the earthly plain. Uvayom ha'shevi'i and on the seventh day. Uvayom ha'shevi'i shavata v'yayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat, shavat, shavat v'yayinafash. Vayinafash, and rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat vayinafash. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 73. Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain, violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out of them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castedst them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terror. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works, thy works, thy works, thy works, thy works, thy works, thy works.
And Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari.
Jah.
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. He said, I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
Good to me.
Yes, Shabbat Shalom, send us on today's daily psalm, Psalm 73. He who be, who he be is good. Here, right in with the Royal Amharic. Yes, sir.
مزمور سواه لس بقنف سواسو يا اساف مزمور لباچو لقنا لاسرائيل اغزابير انديت اني گن نغروچي لسناكلو ارمامد يمليود قر يا طافنيوچن سلام ايچي فامصنيوچم قنچي نبرنا لموتاچو متاطار يلومنا ኃይላቸውም ጠንካራ ነውና እንደ ሰው በድካም አልሆኑ ከሰው ጋርም አልተገረፉ ስለዚህ ትዕቢት ያዛቸው ኃጢያትንና በደልን ተጎናጸፈው አይናቸው ስብ ስለሆነ ወጣ ልባቸውም ከምኞታቸው ይልቅ አገኘ አስበው ክፉ ነገርን ተናገሩ ከፍ ከፍ ብለውም በአመጻ ተናገሩ አፋቸውንም በሰማያ ኖሩ አንደበቶቻቸውም በመድር ውስጥ ተመላለሰ ስለዚህ ህዝቤ ወደዚህ መለሳሉ ፍጹም ጊዜም በላያቸው ይገኛል እግዚአብሔር እንዴት ያውቃል በልዑልስ ዘንድ በእውኑ ዕውቀት አለ ይላሉ እነሆ እነዚህ ኃጢያተኞች ይደሰታሉ ሁሉ ጊዜም ባለጠግነታቸውን ያበዛሉ እንዲህም አሉ በእውኑ ልቤን በከንቱ አጠደም እጆቼንም በንጽህና በከንቱ አጠብ ሁሉ ጊዜም የተገረፍ ሆኖ መሰደቤም በማለዳ ነው እንደዚህ ብዬ ብናገር ኖሮ እንሆ የልጆችህን ትውልድ በበደልሁ ነበር አውቅም ዘንድ አሰብ ይህ ግን በፊት የችግር ነበር ወደ እግዚአብሔር መቅደስ እስከገባ ድረስ ፍጻሜያቸውንም እስካስተውል ድረስ በድጥ ስፍራ አስቀመጥሃቸው ወደ ጥፋትም ጣልካቸው እንዴት ለጥፋት ሆኑ በድንገት አለቁ ስለ ኃጢአታቸውም ጠፉ ከህልም እንደሚነቃ አቤቱ ስትነቃ ምልክታቸውን ታስነውራለህ ልቤ ነዷልና ኩላሊቴም ቀልጧልና እኔ ተናቅኩ ነኝ አላወቅሁም በአንተ ዘንድም እንደንሰሳ ሆን እኔ ግን ዘወትር ካንተ ጋር ነኝ ቀኝ እጄንም ያዝከኝ በአንተ ምክር መራኸኝ ከክብር ጋር ተቀበልኸኝ በሰማይ ያለኝ ምንድን ነው በምድርስ ውስጥ ካንተ ዘንድ ምን ይሻለው የልቤ አምላክ ሆይ ልቤና ስጋ ያለቀ እግዚአብሔር ግን ለዘላለም እድል ፈንታዬ ነው እነሆ ካንተ የሚርቁ ይጠፋሉና ካንተ ርቀው የሚያመነዝሩትንም ሁሉ አጠፋቸው ለኔ ግን ወደ እግዚአብሔር መቅረብ ይሻለኛል መታመኛዬም እግዚአብሔር ነው በጽዮን ልጅ በሮች ምስጋናን ሁሉ እናገር ዘንድ
Thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Mazmur Sabahulet, Bekennif Sabasos. Ye Asaf Mazmur. ልባቸው ለቀና ለእስራኤል እግዚአብሔር እንዴት ቸር ነው እኔ ግን እግሮቼ ሊሰናከሉ አረማመዴም ሊወድቅ ትንሽ ቀረ የኃጢአተኞችን ሰላም አይቼ ባመጸኞችም ቀንቼ ነበርና ለሞታቸው መጣጣር የለውምና ኃይላቸውም ጠንካራ ነውና እንደ ሰው በድካም አልሆኑ ከሰው ጋርም አልተገረፉም ስለዚህ ትዕቢት ያዛቸው ኃጢአትንና በደልን ተጎናጸፏት አይናቸው ስብ ስለሆነ ወጣ ልባቸውም ከምኞታቸው ይልቅ አገኘ አስበው ክፉ ነገርን ተናገሩ ከፍ ከፍ ብለውም ባመጣ ተናገሩ አፋቸውንም በሰማይ አኖሩ አንደበቶቻቸውም በምድር ውስጥ ተመላለሰ ስለዚህ ሕዝቤ ወደዚህ ይመለሳሉ ፍጹም ጊዜም በላያቸው ይገኛል እግዚአብሔር እንዴት ያውቃል በልዑልስ ዘንድ በውኑ ዕውቀት አለ ይላሉ እነሆ እነዚህ ኃጢአተኞች ይደሰታሉ ሁሉ ጊዜም ባለጠግነታቸውን ያበዛሉ እንዲህም አሉ በውኑ ልቤን በከንቱ አጸደቁ እጆቼንም በንጽህና በከንቱ አጠቡ ሁሉ ጊዜም የተገረፍ ሆኑ መሰደቤም በማለዳ ነው እንደዚህ ብዬ ብናገር ኖሮ እነሆ የልጆችህን ትውልድ በበደልሁ ነበር አውቅም ዘንድ አሰብሁ ይህ ግን በፊት የችግር ነበር ወደ እግዚአብሔር መቅደስ እስከገባ ድረስ ፍጻሜያቸውንም እስካስተውል ድረስ በድጥ ስፍራ አስቀመጥሃቸው ወደ ጥፋትም ጣልካቸው እንዴት ለጥፋት ሆኑ በድንገት አለቁ ስለ ኃጢአታቸውም ጠፉ ከህልም እንደሚነቃ አቤቱ ስትነቃ ምልክታቸውን ታስነውራለህ ልቤ ነዷልና ኩላሊቴም ቀልጧልና እኔ ተናቅኩ ነኝ አላወቅሁም በአንተ ዘንድም እንደንሰሳ ሆን እኔ ግን ዘወትር ካንተ ጋር ነኝ ቀኝ እጄንም ያዝከኝ በአንተ ምክር መራኸኝ ከክብር ጋር ተቀበልኸኝ በሰማይ ያለኝ ምንድን ነው በምድርስ ውስጥ ካንተ ዘንድ ምን ይሻለው የልቤ አምላክ ሆይ ልቤና ስጋ ያለቀ እግዚአብሔር ግን ለዘላለም እድል ፈንታዬ ነው እነሆ ካንተ የሚርቁ ይጠፋሉና ካንተ ርቀው የሚያመነዝሩትንም ሁሉ አጠፋቸው ለኔ ግን ወደ እግዚአብሔር መቅረብ ይሻለኛል መታመኛዬም እግዚአብሔር ነው በጽዮን ልጅ በሮች ምስጋናን ሁሉ እናገር ዘንድ
Bring forth the Bible.
All of yours will hear, and all of I will see. They will see, and they will hear.
It is good when a man is in quarantine.
Bring forth the Bible.
Salam to Aina Yistalin. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, Sabasos, 73rd psalm, Sabasos, according to the royal order, and here, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, and here in the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, we're going to compare and contrast side by side. Here we're beginning the Sostenia Mitzvah, the third book of the Psalms, the Mezmor, from Psalm Sebasos, 73rd, Iska, until Psalm Semanya Zetain, Psalm 89. So from Psalm 73 to Psalm 89 is the third book of the Psalms. So here, Psalm 73, often seen the trial of faith. Some also theme this as a contrast between the fate of the wicked, the ratchet fate, and that of the righteous, the end of the wicked contrasted with that of the righteous, the trial of faith. Here we theme this the triumph or the winning of fitte. Right, the righteousness, the justice, we have Yesitih, Ashenafi, the winner, the victor of justice, of God's righteousness, of Melchizedek, of the righteous king, and the king's way, the king's highway. But there's a contrast here, because today's daily psalm, it is a meditation or iditation on what is called the age-old. It has as a main theme the age-old problem, a systemic anomaly, as it were, namely the prosperity of the ratchet, of the wicked. Right? So we're going to ride up with today's daily psalm, outspoken confession of a man whose hymenot, his imnet, the emunah, his faith, his yea, and his amen have been sorely tested, is narrated in this intensely right, man and human document here. His mind deeply perturbed by the sight of ratchet and evil men and people seeming to triumph and flourish and have peace and prosperity. All seem well with them. Their defiance of Ekeziavi here, the sustain of the good, the excellent Ab, Father of Elohim, it brought them no setback. Their defiance of justice and peace, true peace, brought them no setback, seemingly. But the righteous, they suffered. In his distress of his irid, and I must betake I and I selves to the chapel, to the sanctuary, the Mekdes, the Mikdash, the holy place. Be still and know the reality. There his faith and I and I faith is restored. Our yea and amen, the assurance and the confidence and the victory of good over evil comes to him and we, that the divine, retribution is a reality. So make I and I ride up. In name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit, one source. In Jamralen, we begin today's daily psalm, Psalm Sebasos, Ya Asaf Mezmor, Psalm of Asaf, Kuter Ant, Lebacho Lekena, Le Israel, Ekziavir indeed, Cherno. Truly, Ekziavir, the sustained, the good, the excellent, our Father, is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart, of a pure heart, lebacho lekena, straightforward, lekena, upright, lebacho lekena, le Israel, exiavir in de cherno. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Inegin, igrochea li senakulu, aramam medema li awedika tinishkara. But as for me, as for I, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Inegin egroche li sanakalu. Aramam dem liwadika tinishkara. Kutar source, verse 3. Ye hat yatenyochina salam aiche. Be I know. For I was envious at the foolish, at the rebels, at the rebellious, at the arrogant. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked, of the sinners, the akas, yeah, salam Le mota cho metatara yalumna hailachuimat and karanovna. For there are no bands in their death. Le mota cho metatara yalumna. But their strength is firm. Hailachuim and karanovna. Gutaramis, verse 5. In the soul bedikam alahonhum. Kaso garima ala te gatha ala te garefum. Al tegarefum, degna. In the soul, but the kam al honhum, kaso garim al tegarefum. They are not in trouble as other men. In the soul, but the kam al honhum, neither are they plagued like other men, kaso garim al tegarefum. Kut ersedesilezi, vita yazacho. Hat yatina bedelina te gwenats efuat. Te gwenats efuat. Te gwenats efuat. Therefore, pride to elite compass them about as a chain. It takes hold on them. Silesia to elite yazacho. Violence covers them as a garment. Chat yatina bedelin, sin, uckery, and wrongdoing. Chat yatina bedelin te gwenats efuat. They wrap themselves up. They're wrapped up in that. Kuter sabat, verse 7. Ainacho siba silehone weta lebacho wema ka minyotacho yilik agenye. Their eyes stand out with fatness. Ainacho siba silehone weta. They have more than heart could wish. Lebacho wim kaminyo tacho ilika genye. Kuta cement, verse 8. Asboa kufu negrina tenagaru. Kef kefa belowima beametsa tenagaru. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. Rephrase. They speak wickedly, ratchetly concerning downpression. They speak loftily. Asbo akufu negrinte nagru asbo. They think they consider evil things and they speak it. Kaf kafa belowima be ametate nagru. Kuter zeteng afachuina be semai anoru. Ande betachuima kamidera wista temelalese. They set their mouth against heaven, afachuin besamai anoru, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Andebetachuim abemidarwist temelalese. Their tongue, their style of speech, andebetachuim bemidarwist in the earth temelalese goes to and fro. Kutelaser, verse 10. Silezi hisbe wadezi. Therefore his people, here in the Royal Amharic and also in Septuagint, says my people, Silezi Hizbe, therefore my people, Silezi Hizbe, what is he, Yimelesalu? Therefore his people return hither, Fitzum Gizem, and in the perfect right time, Fitzum Gizem, Belayacho Yigenya. Upon them it's found at the right time, at the perfect time. Upon them it's found. Fitzum gizem belayacho yigenya. The KJV here says the waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. Kuter asara an, verse 11. Egziavi herinte tiaukal bel ulissa zenda buwenno ilkatale yilalu. They say, and they say, how doth Egziavi her to sustain the good, the excellent Ab, Father, know? And is there knowledge? Is there gnosis in the Most High? Exiari rindeg yaukal. Bel ulissa zena bawinu katale yilalu. Kutasara hulet, verse 12. Neho enezihat yatenyo chidesetal hul gizem avalet egenetachuin yabezalu. Behold, these are the ungodly. Neho, look, see. in these chatiatenyo, the akas, the sinners, yidesetalu, they are happy, hulgizim, and always balat egnetachu win in their increase in their prosperity, balat egnetachu win yabezalu, they increase in riches, kutarasara sourced, verse 13, in dihimma alhu. The wunu lebena bekentu as edekfu. Ijochinim ben it's na bekentu at ebhu. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain. The wunu lebena bekentu as edekfu. And wash my hands in innocency. Ijochinim ben it's na bekentu at ebhu. I said, and like this, and dihim alhu, bewunu, libein bekentu as tedekhu, ejoche nim benitz hina bekentu at abu, put al asra arat, verse 14, hul gizem, yete garefu hu honuhu, mesed debema bemaledano, for all the day long have I been plagued, hul gizem, yete garefu hu honuhu, and chastened every morning, mesed debema bemaledano, put al asra amis, verse 15. In the Z B A Benager Noro, Neho, Ye Lejochehina to Lida Bebed Bedelhu, Neber. If I say, I will speak thus like this. In the Z B A Benager Noro, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. Neho, Ye Lejochehina to Lid, Bebedelhu, Neber. Kutarasara Sidist, verse 16. Auk im zena sebuhu. Yehigina befite chigar nepere. When I thought to know this, auk im zen asebuhu, it was too painful for me. Yehigin befite chigar nepere. Kuta asra sevat, verse 17. Wode egeziavihir mekadesa iskugabadres fitzameachunim. Until I went into the sanctuary of Egeziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Then I understood. Then I understood. I overstood their end. Asak emet ahacho, what it fatimat al hacho, surely thou didst set them in slippery places, bedit sifra asak emet ahacho, thou, the eye, none other, the eye, castest them down into destruction, down destruction, what it fatim al hacho, kuter asra zetain. Indeed, let fatahonu. How are they brought into desolation? Indeed, let fatahonu. As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terrors. Silachat yatachuwima tefu, because of their uckery, because of their sin, they are destroyed. They perish. Silachat yatachuwima tefu. Kuter haya, verse 20. Kahilm. Kahin endami aneka aretu sitaneka milik tachuin asa noral, as a dream when one awaked. Kahim endami aneka aretu, I father, his father, oh Ab, father of the house, sitaneka, when the eye awakest, milik tachuin tasa noral. Thou shalt despise their sign, their image. Kuta Hayaan, verse 21. Lebe nedido alina, kulalitema kelto alina. Thus, like this, my heart was grieved, my heart was hot. Lebe nedido alina, and I was pricked in my reins. Kulalitema, my kidneys kelto alina, melted. Kuta Hayahulet, ine. Yete na kuhuning alawukuhumim be antes and diminda in sisahon hu. So foolish was I. Ine yete na kuhuning, so despised was I. and I was ignorant. I was ignorant. The antes and them, and then sisahonuhu, I was as a beast before thee. I. Kutar haya source. Verse 23. Inegin zawatera ka antegarning. Kenyai je nema yazahem. Nevertheless, I am continually with the eye. Thou holdest me by my right hand. And again, zawater ka antegarning. Kenyai je nema yazahem. Kutar haya arat. Verse 24. The ante mikaramerahem. Kaburgara tek abel hing. Thou shalt guide I with thy counsel, Baanta Mikuramerahing, and afterward receive I to glory. Kaburgar tek abel hing. Tek abel hing. Kuta haya amis. Besamaya lane. Minderno. Bemidristo wista ka ante zena mena ishalo. Whom have I in heaven but the eye besamaya lane? Minderno, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside the eye. Bemidristo wista ka ante zen mena ishalo. Kuta haya siddis. Verse 26. Ya libe am la kohoi. Oh, source of my heart. Libe na sigaye alek ekeziavi hergina. Lizalalema idilla fantayen. My flesh and my heart faileth, but ekeziavi had sustained the good, the generous ab. Is the strength of my heart, is the source of my heart, and my portion forever. Ya libe am la kohoi. Libe na sigaye alek ekeziavi hergin. Lizalalema idilla fantayen. Haya Sevat, verse 27. And Kante Yemi Riku Yitefaluna. Kante Riko Yemiya Menezarut Nemahulu at Efahacho. For lo, look, they that are far from the eye shall perish. And Neho Kante Yemi Riku Yitefaluna. Thou has destroyed all them that go a hoeing, that go a whoring from the eye. Ka ante riko yamiyamenezarutinemohulu at fahacho. Kuta haya cement. Verse 28. Lenegin wode giziari hermek desa yishalenyal. Metaminyayim me giziari herno. Besiona lija beroch miskanahin hulu nagerzen. But it is good for me, it is good for I, to draw near to Egeziari Hea. Lenegin, what Egeziari Hea, Mekdesa Yishalenyal. I have put my trust in the Lord God. Metaminyayim, Egeziari Herno. My confidence, my trust, my confidence is in the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father. Betsiona Lich Baruch. In the gates of the daughter of Zion, Miskanahin Hulu, all the eyes, thanks, all the eyes, praises, all the eyes, eyes, Miskanahin Hulu, Inagarzen, to tell of all the eyes, the praises of the eye, that I may declare all thy work. Lenegin, Wede Ekaziabi her, Mekreb, Mekreb. Mekreb yishalenyal. Lenegin wad egziavye mekreb yishalenyal. Metamenyayim egziavye herno. Bez yona lij baroch miskanahin hulu nager zend. 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 Zend.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jalavet the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine and Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
መዝሙር 72 በቅንፍ 73 የአሳፍ መዝሙር። ልባቸው ለቀና ለእስራኤል እግዚአብሔር እንዴት ቸር ነው። እኔ ግን እግሮቼ ሊሰናከሉ አረማመዴም ሊወድቅ ትንሽ ቀረ። የኃጢአተኞችን ሰላም አይቼ ባመጸኞችም ቀንቼ ነበርና ለሞታቸው መጣጣር የለውምና ኃይላቸውም ጠንካራ ነውና እንደ ሰው በድካም አልሆኑ ከሰው ጋርም አልተገረፉም። ስለዚህ ትዕቢት ያዛቸው ኃጢአትንና በደልን ተጎናጸፏት። አይናቸው ስብ ስለሆነ ወጣ፣ ልባቸውም ከምኞታቸው ይልቅ አገኘ። አስበው ክፉ ነገርን ተናገሩ፣ ከፍ ከፍ ብለውም ባመጣ ተናገሩ። አፋቸውንም በሰማይ አኖሩ፣ አንደበቶቻቸውም በምድር ውስጥ ተመላለሰ። ስለዚህ ሕዝቤ ወደዚህ ይመለሳሉ፣ ፍጹም ጊዜም በላያቸው ይገኛል። እግዚአብሔር እንዴት ያውቃል? በልዑልስ ዘንድ በውኑ ዕውቀት አለ ይላሉ። እነሆ እነዚህ ኃጢአተኞች ይደሰታሉ፣ ሁል ጊዜም ባለጠግነታቸውን ያበዛሉ። እንዲህም አልሁ፣ በውኑ ልቤን በከንቱ አጸደቅሁ፣ እጆቼንም በንጽህና በከንቱ አጠብሁ? ሁል ጊዜም የተገረፍሁ ሆኑ፣ መሰደቤም በማለዳ ነው። እንደዚህ ብዬ ብናገር ኖሮ እነሆ የልጆችህን ትውልድ በበደልሁ ነበር። አውቅም ዘንድ አሰብሁ፣ ይህ ግን በፊት የችግር ነበረ። ወደ እግዚአብሔር መቅደስ እስክገባ ድረስ ፍጻሜያቸውንም እስካስተውል ድረስ በድጥ ስፍራ አስቀመጥሃቸው፣ ወደ ጥፋትም ጣልካቸው። እንዴት ለጥፋት ሆኑ? በድንገት አለቁ፣ ስለ ኃጢአታቸውም ጠፉ። ከህልም እንደሚነቃ አቤቱ ስትነቃ ምልክታቸውን ታስነውራለህ። ልቤ ነዷልና ኩላሊቴም ቀልጧልና እኔ የተናቅሁ ነኝ አላወቅሁምም፣ በአንተ ዘንድም እንደ እንስሳ ሆን። እኔ ግን ዘወትር ካንተ ጋር ነኝ፣ ቀኝ እጄንም ያዝኸኝ፣ በአንተ ምክር መራኸኝ፣ ከክብር ጋር ተቀበልኸኝ። በሰማይ ያለኝ ምንድን ነው? በምድርስ ውስጥ ካንተ ዘንድ ምን እሻለሁ? የልቤ አምላክ ሆይ፣ ልቤና ሥጋ ያለቀ እግዚአብሔር ግን ለዘላለም እድል ፈንታዬ ነው። እነሆ ካንተ የሚርቁ ይጠፋሉና ካንተ ርቀው የሚያመነዝሩትንም ሁሉ አጠፋሃቸው። ለእኔ ግን ወደ እግዚአብሔር መቅረብ ይሻለኛል፣ መታመኛዬም እግዚአብሔር ነው። በጽዮን ልጅ በሮች ምስጋናን ሁሉ እናገር ዘንድ
ለገሹን አገራሹ መመለስ መፈለገሹን ለንጋሽ ኢትዮጵያ መናሽ But I want the next verse with America. But I want the next verse with America.
Here we have today's daily song. We have song. We have song time according to the royal court of Ethiopia.
Psalm 73. Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain, violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness, they have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily, They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore, his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out of them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castedst them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terror. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works, 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 thy works.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'zivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim banatan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu ur haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifieth I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Money, now you know what I'm. Evening.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat
Shalom.
Chapter 58. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes unto him? Wilt thou call this a fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
Isaiah, Isaiah, Yeshaya, Ishiyahu. Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 58, right here,
Send Bet Salam, send Bet Salam, send Bet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, send Bet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Shalom, shalom aleikum. Yes, sir. Shalom aleikum. Right here, here, here.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, our rest. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arets, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayawi, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world, the earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of the saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a song. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Xiabihev the sustainer, a new song. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Also give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 Peace.
Mizmor Kaftet, Mizmor Le David. Havu l'Adonai bene Elim. Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz. Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo. ישתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום, 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 ושלום.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
A joyful shout. That brings us right here after that short mystic Ana B'Koach, bringing out the seven attributes of Jah over here. We have the Lekha Dodi, come my dear friend, Likrat Kala, to meet, Kala, the bride, Pnei Shabbat, the Sabbath presence, the Sabbath face, the presence of the Sabbath, Nikabla, make I and I receive, Nikabla, make I and I welcome. So here, that's the main chorus line, Lekha Dodi, Likrat Kala, Pnei Shabbat, Nikabla. Come, my dear friend, my lover, my friend, Dodi, Likrat Kala, to meet the bride, Pnei Shabbat, the sabbatical presence, the presence of the Sabbath, Nikabla, make I and I welcome, make I and I receive. Just a couple of words right here. At one time, ones and ones would go outdoors, the communities, the Hebrew, Israelitish communities, Judaic communities would go outdoors to welcome the Sabbath bride. The context here is welcoming the Shabbat as a bride. And as we pointed out, that this is also true of the Beta Israel of Ethiopia. If you check out a book by one scholar named Wolf Leslau, he has a book called Falasha Anthology, right, where they look to the Sabbath as a bride or as a woman who intercedes with Jehovah, with Almighty, with Xavier, on behalf of her children. So the Sabbath is looked at as she. It's an interesting idea from the ancient Hebraic Judaic roots. So nowadays, most ones don't usually go outdoors. At one time, it was a tribe, a custom, right, to go outdoors to welcome the Sabbath bride. But others nowadays would turn around to face westward. They would turn and they would face westward, right, in the direction of the setting sun, which is very interesting, as you mentioned before. Many ones would say, look to the east. And yes, we look to the east, but why do we look to the east? It's not in prayer so much that we look to the east, in spite of what ones might have been taught.
because if you study the pattern of the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant was always in the west of the tabernacle. We would enter into the tabernacle, into the courts, through the eastern gate. So we look to the east for the coming of Moshiach to his temple, where it says the Messiah will come to his temple. So we look to the east in the sense of the entrance for Messiah to enter into his temple. But what we are worshiping, according to the pattern, as Jah told Moshe, see that you do all things according to the pattern, the Ark of the Covenant is always in the west, in the west side. It's always the west side. So we would enter in from the east. The entrance is the east, but we will be facing the west. So it's interesting that now ones and ones would turn around and face westward in the direction of the setting sun. Why? Because this signals the arrival of the Shabbat. So in turning in the direction of the setting sun, right, as the sun is going, as they say, it's going down, but as the light is going down, right, this signals the arrival of HaShabbat, even on the Friday Eve, here. So this we do while reciting, it is said by some traditions, the last stanza of the Lekha Dodi hymn, of the chant, Lekha Dodi, come, my dear friend, come, my love, come, my friend. A slight bow, there's a slight bow that's affected when saying the words in the Hebrew, Bo'i, Kala. Boi, speaking to a woman, if I say to a woman, boi, like come here, boi, speaking to a woman, a man would be more like bo, right? But here, boi kala, come, O bride, boi kala, come, O bride. So a slight bow is affected when saying these words, boi, come, speaking to she, kala, come, O bride. So the personification of the Shabbat as a bride and as a queen. We find this even among the Torah observant Yehudi Jews today, as well as among the Beta Israel of Ethiopia. So the personification of the Shabbat as a bride and as a queen. And also, when we look into the Hebrew, in many places, the Hebrew brings that out as well. Both of these, they convey the imagery of beauty and radiance, testifying to the tremendous affection that Yom HaShabbat, remember man was not made for the Sabbath, but she was made for we, that the Sabbath enjoyed among Jah people. There's a midrash, a teaching, that's the basis for the idea that Jah, he mated Jah people, the people, Amo Yisrael, the people of the covenant, Jah people, with the Shabbat. This can be found in Bereshit Rabbah 11 and 9. Hence, here, the notion of a beloved bride whose arrival is eagerly awaited and joyously welcomed. Here, a little rendition of this.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this,
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
Ana bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, ana bekoach. Gedulata yemin katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yemin katir zerura. Untangle our ainai knotted fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver arina ta amika, zangaveid, kahreinu, nora. Elevate and purify us, zangaveid, kahreinu, elevate and purify I and I, Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one, awesome one, Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamre, Barchem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity, Barchem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka, Tamida, may your righteousness always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvaka, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Idateka, in goodness lead your flock, Yahida Ge'e, Le Ameka Bine, Zokreya Edushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn, Zokre, those who remember Edushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness, Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries, Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries, and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs, show aden kare ushma ushma ushaik aden yo dea ta elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets, yo dea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for Ivan,
Lecha Dodi, Dodi, Dodi. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Atala. Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Atala. Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bnei shabbati nekapala. Keep and remember we're confused in one word. When the voice divine, divine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad echad. Wa hirubi uhibi Jehovah. Yihyah chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name, his name, his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'chem Ula Kitareta, Witehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'kadodi L'krati Ekala, B'nei Shabbati N'kabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, Baraka, divine. Blessings divine. Lekha Dodi Likrati Atala, B'nei Shabbati Nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to his grace. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala. Pnei Shabbati Nikapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala. Pnei Shabbati Nikapala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom his bride. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive, thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I eyes to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sinbetoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath HaShabbat, the Senbet greet.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat
shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, a song for days I rest inside your heart.
מזמור דוד בשם האב והוול ומנפש קדוש אחד ואמלך אמן כיבר לכלל וכיבר לצלצול כיבר בחייל וכיבר לצלמה וחייל אלה שעה רק לפרעי I judge a way on with I judge a way on with Hey Ten bet salam Shabbat shalom A song for the days of rest Yeah Inside your home Ten bet salam A song for the days of rest, yeah Inside your home This is such a good thing Giving thanks and praises To the Most High Jah Rastafari On the psaltery Playing on the ten strings Showing love and kindness Morning till night, yeah The brutish man will never know Neither does the fool overstand his soul Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan Hey, aha, send Beit Selam Shabbat Shalom A song for the days of rest, yeah Inside your home and still Send Beit Selam Shabbat Shalom A song for the days of rest, yeah Inside your home When the wicked grow like the grass Workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore But my heart shall you exalt Like the horn of Africa And I will be anointed fresh oil come on well yeah send Beit Selam Shabbat Shalom song for the days of rest well inside your home and still send Beit Selam Shabbat Shalom a song
Line of Judah Society, L-O-J-S. Yeah! It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth the fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in 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 unrighteousness in
מזמור צד בית, מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון וכינור. ושמחתני אדוני בפועלך, במעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד. ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. בתרם תרעם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן. ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, בארז בלבנון יזגה. שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולת בו.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
מזמור צדק גימל. אדוני מלאך גאות לבש, לבש אדוני עוז התעזר, אף תיקון תבל בל תמות. נכון כסאך מאז מעולם אתה. נשאו נהרות אדוני, נשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לביתך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
مزمور زتنا هولد بك النف زتنا سوس بسم بسك أن يمسغانا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبرن ملبسة اكزيابير هايلن لبسة حاد تكم عالمن اندهتنا وطاتن زوفاني كتن تجمرو يتزقا جنو انتم كزل عالمن عبيتو ونزوش كف كف عدربو ونزوش قالو تشاتشون كف كف عدربو ከብዙ ውሆች ድምፅ ከባህርም ታላቅ ሞገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል።
So I and I children sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Shalom, Habarim, the last Shabbat in the season, Shana Torah, brothers and sisters here, right, for this Shabbat, this day, testifying to the writing up of the Sefer Tehillim, and this time, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm 73, Ayin Gimel, and beginning book 3. Of the Psalter, beginning book 3, containing Psalms LXXIII, Psalm 73, which begins the third book of the Psalter, the third book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, like the law of Moses, has 5 books. And here we are in the 5th book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, the Sefer Devarim. Now here for today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have the psalm that's themed trial of faith, trial of the emunah, trial of the imnet, the emunah, imnet, faith, trust, admittance, right? Trust, credit, right? Admitting as truth. Right, admitting as truth, faith, the emunah, the trial of the hymenot, the living faith. Say the true religion, the living faith, the emunah. The emunah, Hebraically, reflected in the royal Amharic by the imnet. That's a subjective aspect upon the object, the amen. So it's the trial of the hymenot, of the faith, to contend earnestly for the faith that was once delivered to the saints, to the set apart ones, the Hasidim, the Kedoshim, the faith, once delivered to the saints, to contend earnestly for the faith. This is a trial of faith in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Roeh, shepherd, after the order of Melchizedek, of Melchizedek, king of righteousness, king of peace, the righteous king. Weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, prevailing to open the book, to loose the 7 seals thereof. So we open the book and we take a look, and here we're opening the book at book 3 of the Sefer Tehillim, of the Psalter, of the book of Psalms, the Mezmure David. And here we have, beginning off book 3, and book 3 contains Psalms 73 to Psalm 89, Psalm LXXIII to Psalm LXXXIX. And here we begin with the first psalm in book 3, in the third book of the Psalms, Psalm 73, the Ayin Gimel, Psalm LXXIII, Psalm 73, trial of faith, trial of the emunah, of the imnet, of the hymenot, of the living faith, the outspoken confession. Check the Psalms in this season according to the royal order. Here we have an outspoken confession of a man whose faith had been sorely tested, is narrated in this intensely human document. His mind was deeply perturbed by the sight of the wicked, the ratchet men, triumphing, flourishing, bigging up them ratchet, wicked selves. Here we have the end. This psalm is themed as the end of the wicked contrasted with that of the righteous. So what is the end of the ratchet, the end of the wicked, the Rishaim? And what is the contrast? We have a contrast right here with the end or the fulfillment of the righteous. Psalm 73, a trial of faith. All seem to be well with the ratchet. Doesn't it all seem to be well with the wicked, the downpresser man, the ratchet, the wicked? All seems to be well with them. Their defiance of Ha'Elohim, defiance of Jah, it doesn't seem to have brought them no setbacks. The defiance of Jah, way, truth, and life, doesn't seem to bring them any setbacks, whereas the righteous, the tzaddikim, Habarim, suffered, right? Even for conscience sake, the righteous suffered. In his distress of spirit of irid, he betook himself to the holy place, to the sanctuary, to the Mekdes, to the Kodesh, to the sanctuary. And there is that his faith, right, his faith, his hymenot, his living faith, his liberty, his admittance, his credo, his credit, his yea and amen, admitting as truth in the true way and life, his faith was restored, that renewing of his faith. So the assurance here, we have the assurance then, it came to him, and may it come to I and I and we, Habarim, brothers and sisters and others that give ear to hear that divine, the divine retribution is and was. See, this is a psalm of Asaph, a Mizmor le'Asaph, a psalm of Asaph. The assurance coming to I and we that divine, the divine retribution is and will be a reality as it was a reality for those who testify in today's daily psalm according to the royal order. So in subject matter, this mizmor, this chant, this intonation is akin to the XXXVII, akin to Psalm 37, to XLIX, to Psalm 49, and to XCIV, to Psalm 94. So this psalm, in its subject matter, right, the word, sound, power, is akin to Psalm 37, Psalm 49, and Psalm 94. The trial, right, a testing, right, of the hymenot, of the living faith, right, of the walking out that faith that I and I admit in liberty, in reality. There's that trial, and it's that trial even as if by fire, the trial of the emunah, the trial of the imnet. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 73. So this is the wisdom, this is the chokmah, this is a wisdom psalm, a wisdom chant, a wisdom intonation, chokmah, right, in the Hebrew, the tibbeb mezmur, right, this is a chokmah mezmur, a wisdom psalm. The psalmist and I and we offers, anaphora, offering up a personal testimony, personal witness, personal testimony of his struggle, of I's struggle with the age-old problem. What is the age-old problem? It's the problem of why the prosperity of the ratchet, of the wicked. Why do the wicked, the rishaim, why do the wicked, the ratchet, why do they prosper? This is the struggle, right? This is the tigger, the struggle. Right, with this age-old problem, this chigger, right, this chigger. And this psalm brings us in the fuller fullness of that chigger yellum when we come to that fuller fulfillment of the assurance, right, the assurance that must come to I and we in the innermost of the innocence in the holy place. Recall that he was in his spirit, was in distress, and he betook himself. He had to take himself away from that into the holy place in Jah grace, to solve this age-old problem in his struggle, in I struggle. And the age-old problem is why the prosperity of the ratchet. As he observed evil men, wicked men, ratchet men prospering, he wondered, and I do too, right, if a John-like, right, a John-like lifestyle and liberty really does John Way truth in life really pay off? One will say, well, look at the wicked, the ratchet, they are prospering in their wickedness and their ratchetness, right, their ratchetry, right, they're prospering in that. So what about the righteous? What about the tzaddikim, right, the tzaddikan, right, what about them? Do they prosper? It seems as though the goodly, right, the goodly liberty doesn't pay off. This is the age-old problem. It's a right now, it's a real world, right? So reflecting, as he did, reflecting upon spiritual truths, right? What be the first, right, principles of the oracle, right, of the oracle, word, sound, and power of Ha-Elohim, the true God, the true good, must reflect upon the irritical, the spiritual truths, right, and the spiritual realities, you know? People talk about your truth, my truth, that's nonsense. It's only your truth is he who he be's truth. Right? The truth is the truth. No such thing as your truth, my truth. People playing games. We're playing games. See, there's the spiritual truths, the spiritual realities. You must be reminded, must call to mind the Hazkir, right, as a previous daily psalm in this season, calls to mind, remember Psalm 38, the previous psalm in the season, now we're here at 73, must be reminded, must call to mind that the prosperity of the Risha'im, the ratchet, is only temporary. Here today, gone tomorrow. Jah will eventually, in his own time-space continuum, in that event horizon, eventually vindicate Amor, vindicate Hizbu, vindicate his people, vindicate Jah people. So we have a wisdom, a chokmah psalm, a wisdom psalm. The psalm, it appears to focus on an individual's concern, on the indivisible dual, on the individual, on the I, right, on I concern. It doesn't appear to focus on the situation or the situation of Yisrael, of Jah people. But remember, call Ish Yisrael, all of Yisrael, as one man. In the season leading up to atonement, at one man Tav, at one man's cross, one man's mark. Right, remember that. Right? This introduction, some say, maybe a later addition designed to apply the psalmist's message, not just to an individual I, but to I and I, to both the I, right, and to I and I. See, this is where even Nitzavim, Chabrim, Nitzavim, Atem, Nitzavim, you all, one standing, Atem, you all male, one standing. Three times in the year shall all the males, the Zakar of Yisrael, appear, right, in the place where Yahuwah has placed his name, where the Hashem is placed, appear three times in the year. Right, so that sense there of the Atem Nitzavim, you all one standing, and coming to the full of that verse, even from Shabbat Nitzavim, Parashat Nitzavim, says, Kol Ish Yisrael. Some translate all men of Israel, but no, it says, Kol all Ish, all one man, Yisrael, the corporate body. Right, the corporate body, with the head, the Rosh, the Ras, the Fire, the head, the Moshiach, the King Messiah. So he is I and I head, and we are the body. So we get to see even right here is the fourth telling, right, the fourth telling of that type, right, that type fulfilled in the Brit Chadash, the renewed covenant. So both the I and the I and I and I, the I and I and I, to provide a better parallel. Right, a better parallel, we'll get into this first line, and then we'll check out the second line. Let's ride up a little bit on the intro right here, from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, the Book of Psalms, chapter 73, the Ayin Gimel, Psalm LXX, III, Psalm 73.
God is good. They say all the time, but what does the word say? The word said God is good to Israel and all them that are be of an upright. But here, double eyes, the Hebrew, then break down the first verse of the build right here.
תהלים ספר שלישי מזמור עין גימל מזמור לאסף אך טוב לישראל אלוהים לברא לבב ואני כמעט נטיו רגלי כעין שופחו אשורי כי קינאתי בהוללים שלום רשעים הראה כי אין חרצובות למותם וברי אולם בעמל אנוש אינמו ועם אדם לא ינוגעו לכן ענקת מו גאווה יעטוף שיט חמץ למו יצא מחלב עינמו עברו משקיות לבב ימיקו וידברו ורע עושק ממרום ידברו שתו בשמיים פיהם ולשונם פי הלך בארץ. לכן ישוב עמו הלום וממלא ימצו למו ואמרו איך ידע אל ויש דעה ועליון. הנה אלה רשעים ושלווה עולם יסגו חיל. אחריק זיקיתי לבבי וארחץ בניקיון כפיי ואהי נגוע כל היום ותוכחתי לבקרים. אם אמרתי אספרה חמו הנה דור בניך בגדתי. ואחשבה לדעת זאת עמל הוא בעיניי עד אבוא אל מקדשי אל אבינה לאחריתם. אך בחלקות תשית למו היפלתם למשועות. איך היו לשמח הרגע צפו תמו מן בלהות. כחלום מהקיץ אדוני בעיר צלמם תבזה. כי התחמץ לבבי וחיליותי אשתונן. ואני בער ולא אדע בהמות הייתי עמך. ואני תמיד עמך אחזת ביד ימיני. בעצתך תנחני ואחר כבוד תיקחני. מי לי בשמיים ועמך לא חפצתי בארץ. קלה שארי ולבבי צור לבבי וחלקי אלוהים לעולם. והנה רחקיך יובדו הצמדת כל זונה ממכה. ואני קרבת אלוהים לי טוב שתי באדוני אלוהים מחסי לספר כל מלאכותיך.
Now, if I were to say, God is good, let's say, God is good, what you say, what you say, what you say, what do you say when I say, God is good, God is good? You say, all the time, right? And they say, well, that's the Bible. You know, the Bibles teach us that God and testifies that God is good. And the Christianizers have gotten us into the habit of saying all the time. I mean, you could be in the strip club. You could be anywhere. This was among the once lost, now found black and brown people of the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Israel, you know, so-called black people, and say God is good. I mean, other peoples also picking up on that, you know, the soul people, the once lost, now found, you know, that Negro spiritual people, my people over here in these here Americas, cuz, and Caribbean. So when I say that truly God is good, you know where that comes from? That comes from the Bible, right? Jesus loves me and this I know because what the Bible tells me so. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. In the context, of course, according to the conditions. Oh, I know you've been told this unconditional thing, but is that the Bible? I'm going to use this as one example, many examples. You can see what's on the screen, those watching the vlog here. It says, truly, God is good. And what do you see after God is good? What do you see? What do you see? You see a period. It's a period. Let's zoom in for those. It says, good, period. Good, period, right? And they say, well, that's Psalm 73 and 1. Well, is that true? See, even the Messiah, even the one who the world calls Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, says that many would come in my name and say what? Say what? They would say that I am he, that they are Christ. Yeah, they're Christians. By saying you're Christian, you're saying you're a little Christ. You're a little Christ. But now, here's where we find out those who are bearing true witness and those are being false witness. Now, yes, the Bible does say that God is good, but there's more to that. And here, in this particular meme right here, what's this called? Christian Statements Design Company, ChristianStatements.com. Christian Statements. These Christianizers. They talk about Judaizers. Maybe it was the Judaizers then, but it's the so-called Christianizers right now. Not only do they whitewash the iconography of the Black Madonna and her son, our Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, but they also white out some things from the Word. They white it out. Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And here is the proof positive. They put a period there. And then they say that's a quote. Then they say that's a quote. Well, that's not all. That's not all. That's Asaf. Asaf. That's whose psalm it is. Psalm of Asaf. Mizmor le Asaf. That's not all that he wrote. The proof. hear, hear. And hear, hear, hear. Here's the verse. It says, truly, God is good to Israel. Uh-oh. Have your pastors, have your black pastors and preachers told you who you are, black people, black and brown peoples, especially here in the Americas and the Caribbean? You're the once lost, now found. The sheeple, John people. Here it says, from the Hebrew, Ak Tov LeYisrael Elohim LeVare LeBav. Ak, for sure, truly, surely, Ak Tov LeYisrael Elohim. Surely, God is good to Israel. And there's a comma. Go look it up. Pause this video. Pause this vlog here. Go look it up for yourself. Go look it up for yourself. Because over here they say, truly, this is Christian, the Christianizers. The Christianizers, this is how they're programming you. They're misprogramming you, actually. Truly, God is good, period. Then they say Psalm 73 and 1. See, they do this a lot. You know, for God so loved the world, period. No, there's a condition there. For God so loved the world, right, and he sent his who? Only begotten son, that who? Whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So let me ask you a question. If it's unconditional, what if you don't believe in him, according to that verse there? But when you listen to Christianize, they put a period after, for God so loved the world, period. That's it. He loved the world. He loved everybody. You're a liar. You're a liar. This is why the Lord said, many will say, Lord, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, Lord, haven't we done this? Haven't we done that? We fed hungry people. We did this. We did some miracles and healing, fake healing, I mean, faith healing, so forth and so on. Haven't we done these things? Look how they're faking the word. Talk about faith healing. Look how they're faking the word. All right, it says, truly, surely, truly, God is good to Israel. Ak Tov LeYisrael Elohim. Elohim. Truly, God is good to who? To Israel, even to such as are of a clean. It says a clean. Those who are of a, what? Such as are of a clean heart. Livare Levav. Livare Levav. Livare. Livare Levav. To those who have a clean heart are from the Hebrew. Right? The sense is for those who purify, purify, purify. I say purify, purify your hearts now. Purify. Surely God is good to Israel. Now ask them, are you Israel? are you one of a clean heart? See, in the Hebrew, right? In the Hebrew it goes on that God is good to Israel, right? Especially those Israelites and those who are of Israel who are of a purified heart, a purified heart and mind. They leave all that out right here. The Christianizers leave all of that. They leave all of that out. Right, this is one example. We pointed to the example, you know, John 3, you know, 3:14, right? 3:14. They just talk about unconditional love. They're lying to you. They're lying to you. No wonder what's going on in the church is going on. Because how you expect people, right, to repent, to souls to be saved if you're not properly, right, ministering the word, right? If you're a liar, in the name of Jesus, you're lying in the name of the Lord. You're the same one the Lord talked about, woe, right, to those pastors that scatter the sheep. Because you say, well, he loved you unconditionally. He don't matter what. It doesn't matter what. He just loves you. He loves you, right? Right? And then you point to John 3:14. Well, you quote it, misquote it, right, for God so loved the world, right? And then you put a full stop, a period, like they do right here with Psalm 73, verse 1. Now, they said if you want to hide something, you put it in the book. Because if I put it in the book, most times, won't take a look. See, there is a condition. There's always a condition, right? There's terms and conditions. Sure, we've fallen short and people fall short. But at least if they know what they fall short of, they'll know what to aspire to, right? See, John 3, right? John 3:16. You got me. 3:16. I know that thing said 3:14. 3:14, right? 3:14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, right? So big up the Son of Man, big up the black man, Yeshua HaMashiach, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Life, eternal life, right? For God so loved the world, but he put a period, there's a comma there, like there's a comma here, truly God is good to Israel, comma. For God so loved the world, for Elohim so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, monogenes, all right, monogenes, monogenes, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, everlasting life. Rescue missions, say it. It's a rescue mission. But now here's the question. Suppose you don't believe in him. See, by telling the so-called sinners out there, the uckers and the sinners out there, that it doesn't matter. He loves you anyway. He loves you as you are. You know, he loves you. Like almost like you don't got to do nothing. besides what the pastor and the preacher says you got to do, like, you know, give me 10%. Give me 10%. Give me that tithe. Give me that tithe. They're gassing up. They're gaslighting in the pulpit. That's what it's called. Gaslighting in the pulpit. It says, truly God, good to Israel, even, to such as are of a clean heart. Now, the heart, what is the heart in Hebrew? Is this talking about our physical, our five-cycle heart? Hebraically, the heart, levav, is speaking of our mind, purifying our mind, purifying our thoughts, all right, so we can see things the right way, His way, Yahweh, all right, yes, I. I'm going to heal up the sister right there in that video she did. Let's pull this up right here. Okay, oh, we should have went to this one right here. Look at this one. Here it says, surely God is good. Is that faded out there? Let's go over here. Surely God is good. Yeah, that's from the other screen. If you see the little faded part, that's because I had it on that screen for a moment. That's why it's there. But what they have in their meme is, surely God is good. They say to those who are pure in heart. You see what they're doing? This is what, cop orthodox? Cop. Must be centurions of the Pope, right? Centurions of the papacy. Right? Those are the ones who crucified Christ, blaming the Jews. The Jews, our people, the black Jews, you know what black people do to black people. You know, we kill our leaders and then you love the misleaders. Right? Here it says to those who are pure in heart. You know what they left out? They left out to Israel. To Israel. You see? But they'll accept the Jews who call themselves Jews and are not, but they won't accept you, black people. Black people, wake up. Wake up. See, here's the proof right here, the full of full. Surely God is good to Israel. To those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I'm slipping. I had nearly lost my foothold. For I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Now, studying this psalm right here is interesting because the word is shalom. The word is shalom. Speaking of the prosperity of the wicked, it's known as the shalom, rishaim, when I saw the shalom. The shalom, the word that often translated simply as peace, also referred to prosperity, the shalom, the stability, and the flourishing conditions of the arrogant, right? I was envious, right? I envied, right? Kia, keneti, ba, holalim. I was envious of the arrogant, shalom, rishayim, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. See, this is the full verse, the first three verses here. But look what they do here. They didn't put a period here, but you can see what they're doing. You can see what they're doing. Surely God is good. See here, one says, God is good all the time. All the time. Wait. This is that God is good to Israel, to such as are of a clean heart, which means that he's not good. Right? Need we show you a psalm? A psalm? Do you need a psalm to prove it? You want to get from the word of the psalm? Scroll to, what is it? Psalm 18. Just to get the proof for that. Right? Because ones will say, well, he's good all the time. Well, his nature, yes, he is. But to those who, knowing what they know and doing what they do, here in Psalm 18, therefore, verse 24, therefore hath Jehovah recompensed me, recompensed I according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful, those who are full of mercy, thou wilt shew thyself merciful. With an upright man, thou wilt shew thyself upright. With the pure, you know the rest of the verse says, with the who? With the pure, what does it say? With the pure, thou wilt shew thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt shew thyself froward. Thou wilt shew thyself froward. See, this is the word right there, in case you want to know where that is, and you're willing to look it up or Google it. Psalm 18, we began with verse 24, but the main two verses, 25 and 26. So when they say, God is good all the time, they're lying to you. They're lying to you. Yes, his nature is good. Yes, he is good. All right? Yes, he is good. All right? But with those who are the way they are, he reflects to them the way they are. See? Oh, let's bring that other verse. Let's bring that other verse to that remembrance right here. We're going to seal up right here. Let's bring it over here so you can see how this is a lying meme right here. This is a lying meme right here. The Christianizers, the Christian liars. They take out Israel. They take out Israel. You notice that? They take out Israel. Here, Isaiah 45 and 7, right? This is the right verse, the rightful verse right here. Or like this right here. Open the book. Take a look. Read. Have you not read? Isaiah 45 and 7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. See, that's why it says that he is good, right? Surely, truly, he is good to Yisrael. Yasharallah, Yisrael, the prince, right? That prince that prevails with El. He who sees the true good, the true God. Right? That upright, yashar, yashar, El, the upright of El. And being upright is being upright in his word, right? Because the word became what? Flesh and dwelt, right? But here they abbreviate the word, right? But here he says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. Because those who are no good in their hearts, right, they get no good situations and circumstances. See, if you tell people that, you know, the divine karma, so to speak, right? We call it different things within the Hebraic and the true biblical way, but just for ones and ones to get a basic hearing right here. Remember this. Take note. Surely Elohim is good to Israel. Elohim is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. This is the verse. Ask them why do they take out the context. They're taking the script out of context. Creates a lot of the Christian nonsense. But then again, Rovenu, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christ, already warned us of these and those that would come in his name. They come in Jesus' name, and they lie in Jesus' name. Surely Elohim is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. Ak tov li Yisrael Elohim. Le barre 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 le barre.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here give ear, O Yisrael, here, beginning book 3 of the. And here, Shema Yisrael, here give ear, O Yisrael, here, beginning book 3 of the Psalter, of the Sefer Tehillim, Psalm, book 3, here, Mizmor, Ein, Gimel, Ein, Gamel, here, Psalm 73, Mizmor, Ein, Gimel, Ein, Gamel, Mizmor le'Asaf, Ki Kineti, Baholalim, a psalm of Asaf, Mizmor le'Asaf. I was envious at the arrogant. Ki ekineti baholim. Psalm 73, first verse, Mizmor le'Asaf, a psalm of Asaf, a psalm of the gatherer. And verse 3, first words of verse 3, Ki ekineti baholim. I was envious at the arrogant. These words are to be read in the light, in the illumination of the verse, even the verse on Psalm 37, verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou that I envious against them that work unrighteousness. Le Dawi, Allah tia techar bame'ra'im, Allah tia kane bi'osei awla, bi'osei avla. Fret not thyself, al tia techar. Fret not thyself because of evil doers, al tia techar bamiraim. Neither be thou envious, al tia kane, against them that work unrighteousness. De ose avla. That is, be not envious of anything that has no future life. Be not envious of anything that has no future life. Allah tia techar bamiraim, Allah tik aneya beose aula. So too, in saying from the words of Mashal, the Proverbs, the Mishle, Shlomo, the Proverbs 24 and 20, where it reads, there will be no future to the evil man. Ki lo tehiye achrita la ra'a ner risha'ima yid'ak. For there shall be no reward to the evil. Achrit. There shall be no reward to the evil. Ki lo tehiye achrita la ra'a. There will be no future, no acharit, to the ra'a, to the evil man. Ki lo tihye achrita la ra'a. Scripture implies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, when you see the lamp of the wicked, of the ratchet, burn bright, be not envious of them, for it will be put out in the time to come. As is said further in the verse from Proverbs 24 and 20, the lamp of the wicked, of the ratchet, the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Ner rishaim yidak. And of what should you be envious? Proverbs 23 and 17, of the fear of the Lord all the day. But be thou in fear and reverence of Yahuwah, Jehovah, all the day long. Ki yima biyirat Yahuwah kol hayom. Make not thine heart envy the sinners, the uckers, the lackers. But be thou in fear and reverence of Yahuwah, Jehovah, all the day long. Ala yikane libeka ba chataim ki ima biyiratio kol hayom. That is of something, something that has a future life, a future liberty, and that will not be cut off through all eternity. For it is said, in the fear, in the reverence, in the respect of Jehovah, there is a future, and thy hope shall not be cut off. Proverbs 23 and 18. Ki im yesha achrita we tika wateka lo tikareit. In the reverence, the respect. Ki im biyirat Yahuwah kol hayom. Ki im yesha achrita we tika wateka lo tikareit. In the reverence of Jehovah, there is a future, there's a reward, acharit, there's a future. And thy hope, where tikawateka, thy hope shall not be cut off, lo tikareit. Asaph said, ki kneti baholim shalom rishaim ereh. I was envious at the arrogant baholim when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, of the ratchet. Ki kineti baholim shalom rishaim ereh. I did not realize before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, brought afflictions upon the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, in order to do good to them. But having realized it, Asaph began. He began by saying, truly, God is good to Israel. Truly, God is good to Yisrael. Ak tov li Yisrael Elohim. Levarei levav. Truly, ak, for sure. Ak, for true, for sure. Truly, ak tov. Truly good, Israel, to Israel, Elohim. The true good, the true God is good to Israel. He did not say that, quote, God is good, end quote, all the time. He didn't say God is good, but God is good to Israel. Ak to Israel, Elohim. Elohim, the true good, the true God is good to Israel. Ak tov liYisrael Elohim. That is, the afflictions that He brings upon them are good tidings, are good things, are good things. The affliction He brings upon them, good for them. In what way? To purify the heart. Livarei levav, libarei lebab. To purify the heart. That is, to purify the hearts of the righteous. Of this it is written, even in Psalm 24, Hebraically verses 3 and 4, who shall ascend into the mountain of the Lord? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. Mia Ya'ele Bihar Yahwa Umiya Kum Bia Mkom Karsho Nikia Kapai U Bar Lebab Who shall ascend? Who shall ascend into the hill of Chahuv, or who shall stand in his holy, his set apart place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Mia Ya'ele Bihar Yahwa U Mia Yakuma Bia Mikoma Karisho Nikia Kapayim Ubar Lebab. And then Asaf said, I, Hani, not having realized before that the afflictions were good things. I, having not realized before that the afflictions were good things, good things, good things, I envy the wicked, I envy the ratchet, because I envy them, my feet were almost gone, my steps had almost slipped. Wani kiyam ata natayu arraglai, k'hayina shuku ishorai. My feet were almost gone, my steps had almost slipped. Wani kiyam ata natayu arraglai, k'hayina shuku ishorai. Thus, like this it was, because I was envious at the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, of the ratchet, the shalom of the ratchet, of the wicked, for there are no uneven threads at their death. Their body is sound as an edifice. Kia k'neti abaholalim shalom rishaim ar'e ki hein harzubota limotam. I was envious at the arrogant. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked, shalom rishaim, for there are no uneven threads, chalzubot, ki ein chalzubota limotam, at their death, limotam. Their body is sound as an edifice. Uavariya ulla. Or as King James Version translates, the fourth verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ain Gimel Ain Gamel, Psalm 73, which reads, for there are no bands in their death, but their strength, ulam, is firm. Their strength is firm. When a woman is spinning, a broken thread has to be knotted, and another thread may get pressed thin, so that in the weaving, not all of the thread will be even. In the Leviticus Rabbah 17 and 1, the term harsubot is interpreted as follows. Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, had neither shriveled chir the wicked with illness, nor had he caused them to swell up tziba with suffering. Thus the word charzubot. But it is not so with the wicked. There is no uneven threads at their death. Ki ein harzubot limotam. They are without blemish. Indeed, their bodies are as sound as an edifice. Hence, it is said, their body is sound as an edifice. KJV. But their strength is firm. Ubari ulam. In a different exposition, the verse is read, There are no pangs, chalzubot, at their death, le'motam. As if Asaf said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, as for the wicked, the rishaim, the ratchet, it is not enough for them that they have no fear and feel no pain at the prospect of death. Their hearts get to be as hard as an edifice of stone. Here, hebraically taking the word chalzubot as made up of chared, to tremble, and atzeb, to be in pain. Thus, chartzubot, tremble, be in pain. In another exposition, the words are read as if Asaph said, verily, for sure, their desires are not hindered, chartzubot, even to their death. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, does not hinder the desires of the wicked, of the ratchet. On the contrary, whatever they ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, He does for them, but does it all to their hurt, but does it all to their hurt. A mashal, a parable, a proverb of a sick man. A physician came to visit him, felt his hand, and then said, give him whatever he may desire to eat, because in any event, he will die of this malady. He will die of this sickness. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, Ayinai teacher, said of ha-rishaim, of the ratchet, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 7 and 10, the faithful El Elohim, that man, repayeth them that hate him to their face, to destroy them, to destroy them. Hence here, verily, their desires are not hindered, even to their death. Ki ein harsubot li motam, they are sound, and afflictions do not touch them. They are not in trouble as other men, as mortal men, neither are they plagued like other men. As Job, Eov said in Job 21 and 9, their houses are safe, without fear. Neither is the rod of God upon them. That is, not as a man among the wicked, the ratchet, feels any pain, not even in an ear, not even in a tooth. Nay, Mo, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, makes their ways prosperous before them. As is said even in Psalm 10, Hebraically verse 5, the wicked, his ways prosper at all times, nay, even more. Punishments do not fall upon ha-risha'im, upon the ratchet, upon the wicked, as the verse goes on to say, thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. Yachilu derakaya bekol ait, the ratchet, the wicked, his ways prosper at all times. Nay, even more, punishments do not fall upon the ratchet, the wicked, as the verse goes on to say, Maroma mishpat eka miyanegdo, thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. Still, nay more, they triumph over their adversaries, for the verse concludes, as for all his adversaries, he puffeth at them, kolas orarayo yafiyach bahem, hence here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 73, Hebraically, verse 5, they are not in trouble as other men. Wa'im Adam, lo ye nuga'u, lo ye nuga'u, they're not plagued like other men. Therefore, pride maketh them like giants. They not troubled, other men. Neither are they plagued like men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Therefore pride maketh them like the giants. Lakena inakatamo gaiwa. Therefore pride maketh them like the giants. Lakane inakatamo gaiwa. Because ha rasha, the rishaim, the ratchet, the wicked never suffer punishments. They lord it like giants over Ha'am, over the people. And they propagate like Ganein, like demons, like people. As is said, therefore pride maketh them like the giants in Nagatamo, whose mothers were covered, Ya'itaf, Ya'itof, by demons, Sheik, and by them were begotten for violence, Lakain, Inagatamoa, Ga'ewa, Ya'itaf, Shita, Hamasa, Lamo. This verse that reads, therefore pride is as a chain about their neck. Violence covers them as a garment. In the light of the comment, the commentator seems to be reading the verse with reference to the story of the Nephilim, or giants, the fallers, the fallen, who were begotten, it is said, out of the unions of demons, Klipot, with the daughters of men. Following their birth, the earth became corrupt and was filled with violence. Referred to Bereshith, to Genesis chapter 6, verses 4 to 11, the Hebrew and the Hebrew commentaries. The word Anakim, contained in Anakatamo, may be rendered either chains or giants. Anakim, contained in the word Anakatamo, may be rendered either chains or giants. Here, the word, the Hebrew word, ya'itaf, covered, clearly refers to the act of propagation, as in the verse in Bereshith in Genesis chapter 30, verse 42, that reads, but when the cattle had been covered, he put them not in. And the word sheet, demons, clearly refers to demons and to spirits of violence, as in the verse in Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 6, that reads, quote, demons of thorns and demons of thistles, sheep. Their eyes stand forth from fatness. Yatzah meyachaleva aynemo. Their aspect is changed by the abundance of fat on them. Because of the fat, on them, their eyes protrude. Yatzah meyachaleva aynemo. Contrarywise, you learn that the eyes sink back in a man's head from poverty and from hunger. Thus, like this, the sons of Korach said, even in Psalm 88, Hebraically, verse 10, mine eye languisheth by reason of affliction. And Dawid and David said, in Psalm 6, verse 8, mine eye is dimmed because of vexation. Mine eye is dimmed, darkened, is dimmed because of vexation. Hear. Second part of verse 7 in today's daily psalm. Avru masa kiyota levav. They have gone beyond the desires of the heart. Avru. Masakiyota levav. What is meant by the words beyond the desires of the heart? These words, they mean that, quote, to the wicked, to the ratchet men and people, thou hast given even more than they desired. Thus, like this, if there was a man who desired to become a lictor, thou madest him into a magistrate. If there was a man who desired to become a magistrate, a judge, thou madest him into a general. Thou didst surpass for them all that they desired. Hence, here, it is read, they have gone beyond the desires of the heart. Abru masakiyota lepab. And so, the next verse, verse 8 of today's daily psalm, reads, they are corrupt and speak wickedly, ratchetly concerning oppression, concerning downpression. They speak loftily. Yamiku, wiyadabru, bi'ra'a, osheka, miyamaroma yidabru. They set their mouth against the heavens. Shatu bashamayim pihem. They set their mouth against the heavens. Shatu bashamayim pihem. Paro, Pharaoh, said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go in Shemot, in Exodus 5 and 2. Nebuchadnezzar, he said in Daniel, in Daniel 3 and 15, who is the God that shall deliver you out of my hands? But as for me, as for I, all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. Wayhi anagua kol hayom, v'tokachtia labikarim. But as for me, as for I, wayhi nagua kol hayom, all the day long have I been plagued. Wayhi anagua kol hayom, v'tokachtia labikarim, and chastened labikarim. Every morning. Hear. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 73, verse 14. Therefore, he returns his people hither, here, and waters of fullness are drained out by them. Lakein yashuba ammo helom, uameya maleya yimatsulammo. Hear. Mizmor Ayin Gimel. Here at the 10th verse it reads, therefore he returns his people hither, here, lakena yashuba ammo wahilom, and waters of fullness, umei malei, waters of fullness are drained out by them, yimatsu lammo. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani taught, as in this world, the man courts the woman, and as in the time, the Ait Haba, in the Zaman Haba, in the time, in the age to come, the woman will court the man. For it is said, even in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah and Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 22, it says, a woman shall compass a man. So in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu courts the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, in order to make them repent, to make them do teshuvah, and do his will. But in the Zaman Haba, in the Aita Haba, in the time, the age to come, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, will court HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, to be allowed to do his will of their own accord, as is said even in Ezekiel 36 and 27, it reads, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk, to trod in my statutes, and y'all shall keep my ordinances and do them. Rav Simeon said in the name of Rav Shimon the Pious, Simeon the Pious, in this world, if a man goes about gathering figs on a Shabbat, a Sabbath, the fig tree says nothing at all. But in the Zaman Haba, in the age to come, the Aita Haba, the time, the Iwa to come, if a man should go to glean a fig tree on a Shabbat, a Sabbath, the tree will call aloud to him and say, it is HaShabbat, it is the Sabbath. In this world, if a man goes to do the service of his bed while Ishto, Oseto, his Isha, his wife, is menstruating, his bed will not hinder him. But in the Zaman Haba, in the age to come, the Aita Haba, the time, the Iwa to come, if a man desire to go to Ishto, or Seto, Eshato, his Isha, his woman, his wife, while she is menstruating, the very stone in the wall will cry out and say, she is menstruating. Therefore, I read the passage in that scripture, in which the scripture says to Yisrael, to Israel, even in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah, in Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 21, that reads, how long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? Surely a time and Iowa will come when she will be consumed by her yearning for the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for her yearning.
Revolutionary man moving around like mercenary, We're killing each and every day. That's what the brother got to say. No need to run and hide. You kinda got to move with the tide, I tell you. You gotta keep up the stride, I tell you, yeah. We don't be with the ghetto. Forward on, black man, forward on, yeah. Ain't no sunshine when the king far ain't around. So roots man, you gotta be ground and keep on moving around to this sound, yeah.
The rich is getting richer every day.
Some are kind of sleeping on the cops and some are getting really, really fine. But I see if you don't live above your means, then you'll be around to teach in the scenes, yeah. I'm black man, you got to know yourself. Or maybe you're gonna get kicked off the shelf, y'all. Black man, you got to know yourself. Or you may get kicked off the shelf until you got no one to blame but yourself. Yeah.
Don't fade away, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, Shabbat Shalom. Yes, I, Shalom, Haverin. That was Junior Biles. Junior Biles, I remember there was an old African love cassette back in the days, live dancing, and he was singing. They said, original theology for the dreadlock. And he played this tune, Fade Away, Fade Away. It's a good kind of Rhema tune here for the daily psalm. Moving forward, follow the Shabbat day. Junior Biles, Fade Away, Roots Classic. Shabbat Shalom, Semes Salam family. We have a double portion coming forward. Nitzavim, the 51st, 52nd, Wayelech. One standing and he went forward. Here, here, here. Yes, I come to the cusp of the new year. Be well. Ba'amanuel, Yeshua HaMoshiach, King of Kings Christ. Yes, I. Kanamah HaSalasi HaKadosh. Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem.